Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to 90s Noise. I'm Ashley. I've been watching movies since 1988.
And I'm April, been wanting a horse since 1991.
Out the womb,
Out
she
the
said, I
womb.
want a horse.
Pretty much.
I love it.
I
I love
begged.
it. I
I
know.
literally begged.
Ugh.
Never. Never was able to get one. But honestly, I'm kind of partially glad just because I wasn't prepared for how much it would have taken to keep them, how much maintenance and everything.
Yes, yeah,
And that was
we
pretty much what my parents told me. They're like, you don't even know.
they were trying to set you up.
Yeah.
Coming from me, who had a plethora of horses growing up, yes, they are a shit ton of work, and
Yeah.
you have to be committed to it. But this movie is very near and dear to my heart.
I'm
Black
sure.
Beauty,
And this is the 1994
94.
version.
Yes, it is. To me, it's a classic. Poof, like I did watch the more recent version they put out. Did you happen to see that one? No. Yeah, it's not the same. It definitely it, they changed the story like almost completely, so it's very different. But
Yeah.
this one was hard. This one was very hard to rewatch.
I'm sure.
I don't really know how I was watching it as a kid. Like, that's one thing I don't remember, if I connected to it emotionally the same, but I know it was definitely like a favorite in our household. It was probably something we watched. We were already into horses by 94, so it was probably something that you see like, oh, there's a horse on the cover, automatically let's get in and watch it, probably not
Oh,
really
yeah.
necessarily knowing the full extent of the story and what you're about to
Embark
witness.
on.
So yeah, that is this movie is very traumatizing in many ways, and I probably cried like a big baby rewatching this. I wasn't prepared, like, and I remember the movie. Like, it's not that I don't remember the movie. It's just for me, it hit very differently. I had like
Yeah.
Dream Horse that passed away, a few years ago.
Yeah, so that probably even more.
Yeah, it just, whew, I was like, I don't even know if I can watch this. Like, it was extremely upsetting to me, and like a positive way as well, because it was kind of cool because Black Beauty resembled my horse so much. And I think one of my favorite moments from the movie was when him and Ginger were playing together, like literally exactly how my horse was. He had a chestnut mare that he was obsessed with and followed around and just had that same type of love hate connection. So watch, like, witnessing that on film, like, holy crap, like, it is uncanny how much Black Beauty resembled my horse, and just all the little nuances and characteristics. I'm like, that's wild to think that this being a movie that I loved watching as a kid turned into me getting a horse almost very similar to Black Beauty, and
Yeah.
not really putting it together though until like literally a couple days ago. Like, to me, that's just wild. And did you know that today, April, is National Pet Day? So I thought that's pretty cool
Oh,
that we're doing this movie.
that's perfect.
Yeah, so sweet.
That's what's interesting. I guess, honestly, for me, I think this was probably my first time actually watching it. At least
Really?
this version. Yeah, because I think what it was that I think my mom had watched the 1970s version and was like, April, you don't want to. And I don't know how much those two, that like this one and that one line up, but I don't think I because I was trying to like, do I remember this? Do I remember this? And I really didn't. I have no recollection of this movie whatsoever.
I mean, honestly, your dreams of probably wanting a horse would have probably been squashed very early on if you had watched this. I feel like you would
Probably.
have been like, nah, never mind, mom.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. I was able to keep my composure a little bit better than I expected. But if anything, it infuriated me, honestly.
What then?
Okay, like just the cruelty. And it wasn't even necessarily just that it was like it's a working horse or anything, but like the whole after the, I mean, pretty early on and everything, that first sale, or I guess second sale, but because if you're counting the birth to the happy family, that first sale from that happy family, I legitimately hadn't felt so much infuriation towards a character probably since Harry Potter, Dolores Umbridge.
The lore, the lady
The lady,
Wex, what's her Wex? I forgot.
Wexler
So
or
that
whatever.
was okay. So that was funny. Like, yes, you hate her character, and I remember like always hating her character, but not until rewatching it, she is the headmistress from A Little Princess, one of my all-time favorite movies. So I like didn't really put that together until I'm like, holy crap, like that is like she's almost playing like the same character, to be honest, but it was
I
just
was about to say,
brilliant.
isn't that character kind of a
Yeah.
bee also?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Like, I mean, honestly, I was just waiting. I'm like, please don't tell me that like it's gonna be another 45 minutes of Black Beauty being with these people
Yeah, that would have been
and
way too much.
everything. I was like, I was really, yeah, I just
Well, I mean, and that's like the thing with Black Beauty. I mean, obviously it's a book, like it's adapted from a book, but the author was trying to, like, I think she basically wrote like the first book about animal rights. Like, in a sense, like this book was an animal rights book, not meant for kids, but exposing from the 19th century all of the cruelty that was going on with these horses because we depended on them so much during that time for like transportation and working and like field type labor, like so much shit. And we just mistreated them. And unfortunately, we still mistreat them to this day. Like, I never, ever, ever would ever get into a New York cab or any of those carriage type things anywhere. Like, I don't support them. I wish people would just stop doing it because it's, we're still mistreating them. We still are not giving them any rights. But I do feel like this book and movie kind of helped to spread that awareness a little bit more. And I think it did help in some ways. But unfortunately, like, human species sucks and we're never going to change at all.
No, we think that everything was put here to be at our beck and call, and it drives me crazy. Like especially animals. And there's and I don't know, I like I said, I don't know much about horses in general, other than they are gorgeous creatures and
Oh yeah.
strong creatures.
I have plenty of stories, and I grew up competing them and traveling all over the country, and I put a lot of my trust into these trainers that were, very well known, and they were giving me all this guidance. And there's a lot of shit that goes on. Like, it's a very cruel world when you use horses for competition, sport, anything like that. No matter what you try to do, it's just not a good environment for them. And until I got out of that, did I finally get to appreciate a horse, my horse, the way that they should be appreciated, and just understood them more and just got to enjoy them with for what they were. And they're just big loving babies. They're big dogs. Like, they just want to try their their best. Like my horse, at least particularly, just had the biggest heart, never wanted to like, disappoint you or anything like that. So just when you think about the stuff that people do to horses to make them look a certain way or be a certain way, it's just very upsetting and disheartening because it's like you don't really have to do much. They will give their all for you. Like you it just, yeah, I feel like if you don't really know the ins and outs of a horse world, that Black Beauty, it can be very like, what the hell? Like what's going on? And I'm sure back then it was probably way different as well. Like that would have been hard to be around horses when they're used for mainly work. I don't feel like too many of them had them for just pleasure.
Yeah, and I mean, you'd only had them for pleasure if you were okay, like the lords and that lady that I didn't care for. I mean, that's really the only way you had them for pleasure back then, because it wasn't, I don't know, like I said, this one kind of gave me mixed emotions, honestly.
Yeah, it's funny, like I always thought this movie was huge back in the 90s. I thought it was like a huge 90s staple and it was like everyone knew about it. But surprising, well, I mean, I'm not surprisingly, like it didn't do well at the box office. Like it really didn't. But I was actually just listening to an old like a older interview from the director that someone had posted. And she had said that the studio basically screwed her over because they released it during the summer of 94, which what huge ass movie came out then. Like there was just
We'll
no
be
way it
talking
was
about
going
it.
to. You can't have so many animal movies up against each other. So I think that is one of the main reasons why it didn't do as well as they were hoping for, because it is such like a great movie for the whole family. And I mean, but is it as one of those that's as easy to watch like as a Lion King? No. Like they both have death scenes, but I feel like the Lion King appeals to a broader audience over Black Beauty because it is just horses strictly. Like you have to really understand the horse world. But
I have to say, like, watching it, as I said, I didn't recall anything. And so when it got to that first rain scene with the river,
Where did you think it was gonna go?
at first I thought that he was gonna be they were gonna force themselves onto the bridge and then be washed away. And like he like and like Black Beauty like gets onto a bank and is lost and stuff. That was my thought process of how it was, both the humans were gonna die or be find their way to a different bank. And that was my immediate thought process on that.
That's hilarious.
That Black Beauty was gonna wash up and it was gonna be on some horrible person's property that was gonna mistreat that was truly where my brain went. And I'm glad that wasn't the case.
That would have been a whole other movie.
It would have been a whole different movie. That's a lot more of a, I guess, in a sense, almost like fantasy movie type situation.
I couldn't remember. I thought that the guy in the river, I thought he was like gonna die. I for some reason I was thinking, oh, he gets washed away and stuff, but he gets saved.
Okay, so in discussing that scene, question for you, because again, like I said, I don't know much about the horses in that aspect. When Black Beauty, when they b arrived back home, and the caretaker is ushered into the house, and the boy is told to look after ba Black Beauty. I get the he was starting to get fevered, is what it was.
Yeah, basically.
With and that's why the boy didn't put the he was just going by touch. That's why he didn't put the blanket on him. But
Trying to take his temperature.
what was with the water?
giving him
because
like ice cold water, basically.
cold water. Yeah, that what was the why was that not supposed to be done? I guess is my
Yeah.
question in a
I don't
sense.
know like the scientific term that they use for it, but that is, and I don't know if it's even like a myth, to be honest, that's been what do they call it when they like
Debunked.
debunk. Yeah, there you go. But that was something I was raised on. Like, never give a horse after a hard workout ice cold water. And I feel like I've heard that even with dogs. Like, they say don't give them ice cold water. It's something that when it like hits their stomach, it basically what ended up happening, the horse colicked. So, you know, like his it just went into his intestines. But yeah, that scene was really rough for me to watch because it's like you like see the horse struggling and kind of like my horse's last moments was that same thing, almost like just being very miserable. So I was like, holy shit, like someone help this horse. Like someone help this horse. And I forgot like how long he was out for, but I don't know if like that's realistic in a sense, like how many days he was just lying down, because
So
at
aren't
least
horses not supposed to
not
really
for
be lying?
that amount of time. Like I don't know if they were cutting scenes to where like maybe he did get up, but it just seemed like the horse wasn't pooping, wasn't drinking. Like it seemed like a couple of days had went past, and I'm like, eh. Like that horse would have, at least nowadays, would have been like rushed to the hospital. They would have like done some scoping and ultrasounds and tests to like see what was going on, because the poor horse was just stuck there like like
Well, I'm
oh.
okay, so that is kind of going back to, of course, it being supposed to take place in that time frame. The person, the caretaker, they only know what they know, and most of those towns didn't have a vet,
I know, that's so crazy, like thinking about
and
that.
or it was a doctor who was a human doctor
Right.
that
Maybe
had
dabbled in
very,
some animal
yeah,
stuff.
only knew what they knew from experience as opposed to actual training or anything. And so, yeah, that scene was hard for me, probably more than a few of the others, but
Yeah, that scene was rough. The fire scene was rough only because, I mean, I personally have never had to experience that, but I know many people that have had unfortunate barn fires and have lost, you know, horses and stuff. That is like literally one of the top three fears when owning a horse is a fire. Like always paranoid about that, like always so careful when it comes to ways that fires could start. I mean, like that is scary. I mean, yes, thankfully all the horses were saved in this fire, but
That's not
who
usually how it
that
is.
oh my gosh, like Buck Beauty is just so smart. The only horse trying to like get himself out of that situation.
So now going to the mean lords and lady. So, okay, this is a question that kind of popped in my head when I was watching that portion of the movie. The horseshoes. I guess, and this is my naivety, this topic, I guess, because I think about the fact that, okay, well, wild horses don't run around. I mean, they don't have horseshoes and everything. What is the
Purpose of shoes.
function? Yeah, what's the function of the shoes?
So basically, it's supposed to help with like shock absorption. So when a horse is being worked a lot, and especially like on the concrete gravel type footing, it helps to basically prevent the feet from getting sore and bruised and all that kind of stuff. So like when I competed and I was showing my horse a lot and like jumping and stuff, it was always like one of the requirements. Like, I mean, it wasn't required, but it was one of those things like put shoes on your horse. It's going to help extend their life, or like not necessarily their life, but like the ability for them to be able to perform for a longer time, because you're going to prevent like the wear and tear of their feet and their joints and stuff. So that's kind of, I guess, where the idea came from. Is it, I mean, there are a lot of people that swear by barefoot and compete their horses without shoes and do well. So I mean, it just kind of is has become personal preference, but I think back in those days, it just was like, I mean, they had rough lives. So I could see it being kind of a necessary thing.
Yeah. I guess so. This episode's gonna be kind of almost me just asking all these horse questions I have. So with that, I know the upkeep for the horses are getting like the shoes and re like new shoes put on and trimming their hooves. So how does that, you may not know, I don't know, how would that necessarily work on wild horses? I mean, because they don't have people out there trimming their hooves and everything. Is it kind of almost like how cats
Wear them down.
naturally wear it down, or
Yeah, they have, I mean, they definitely have significantly different feet. Like if you were to go and get a Mustang out of the wild, their feet would be, they basically adapt to it, like they're living stuff, and they're supposedly supposed to like supposedly supposed to like wear their own feet down to a natural shape that I guess works with their environment. And you know, because a lot of it's also genetics and what they eat. I mean, that's a huge factor into horses' hooves. And I mean, that's unfortunately something that my horse struggled with. He ended up getting a he foundered, which is top number one, like worst thing that could ever happen to your horse.
What's that? What is that?
It's basically like I don't really know the terms. Like it's a condition to where their one of their bones can start like rotating in their feet, and it becomes like very painful. So you have to do like corrective shoeing to keep them comfortable. And a lot of that can be from diet or like it, almost like if they have like a sugary diet. So that's why they tell you don't feed horses a lot of carrots and sugar cubes and things that are just not healthy for them anyways. So it could be diet. It could also just be their lifestyle that they ended up having bad shoeing their whole life. So that's like the what do you ever you call it? Like you need their feet done, but then you can have really shitty farriers that mess up your horse's feet for life because you're depending on them. And unfortunately, that's what I think happened in my situation. But
A little
it's a
horse
lot. It's
101
not as
on
simple
the
as taking
feet.
care of a dog and a cat. Like you
No,
just trim
I could.
their little nails, and it's like, okay, they're
Yeah,
good.
no. I remember watching, I would always watch Animal Precinct on Animal Planet, and
That shit
there
was
would,
so sad
I,
sometimes.
oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But I remember there was one, I think it was
Have you seen the
down in
horses with like their
Texas.
feet?
Yes, that's exactly what I was talking about. And that's what I was like, but then I got to think when you were talking about it wearing down and stuff, it's like, okay, so the horse literally probably just stood in its stall for however long. I mean, granted that episode they were saying it was, there was like almost a foot of feces on the stable and everything. And it's like, yeah, if they've not been moved at all, then yeah, it's gonna build up and everything.
And their feet grow relatively quickly. Like most horses were on like a 6 to 8 week trim cycle because their feet would grow enough to where you needed to trim them back down to like keep them at their normal shape. Because if you let them go too long, now you're going to be completely changing the way they move. And that's just, in the end, it's going to be bad for everyone. So yeah, I mean, they grow pretty quickly. So I mean, I don't know how long it takes to go that long, but if it gets that long, like, oh, people don't need animals. Like, oh my God.
No.
That
Yeah.
show frust that show frustrated me. Like, you just want to go over there and just like strangle so many people.
Oh, no. I
Oh.
wanted my, that's where some of my cynical mindset on, if you're going to mistreat animals, your punishment is to have the same treatment done to you.
I know.
And
Oh.
there used to be a judge that would do that. Like if they left a dog, or I think it was a dog, somebody had left a dog in a hot car, and when they were brought to, and I think it might have, I don't remember, but it might have even been like showing on Animal Precinct or something
Oh, they left them in a
where,
car.
The judge was like, you're gonna go sit in a car with no cover, like no
Oh my God,
shade,
that's
no
amazing.
AC, windows rolled up. It's supposed to be, oh, it's supposed to
I
be
said, come out here in Florida in the middle of summer, get a
nice and sunny tomorrow. So you're gonna spend however long, and it's like, good fucking riddance. Like that, I mean, if the punishment truly fit the crime.
people would stop fucking around. Like, let's be real. Even with human crimes against each other, if you would just do what they did, I mean, that's a lesson we all learned as kids. Do what you want unto others, or however it goes. Well, if you're gonna be, then you could have it back. Like,
Exactly.
because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. And my biggest thing is, like, at least in a sense, don't come at me, people, on this, but in a sense, a human onto human, they most of the time can use their voice, they can speak. The even if it's after the fact, if it, obviously if it's a murder, that's a different case, but we're not going into that part there. Humans have a voice. Animals, they really don't. It's and you've got to learn how to interpret their moods, what's going on. Are they hurt?
Okay, here's one thing that I hate about horse movies, and it usually is a reason why it's hard for me to watch them, is because and not just movies, like shows, anything that has a horse in it, in the background, whatever, they constantly make the horse make noises. So snorting, neighing, whatever it may be. And that frustrates the shit out of me, because if you are anyone that's ever been around a horse, even just for a day, they are like the most peaceful, quiet animals. They don't make noises unless they are put in a situation that requires them to. They're frightened, scared. Their friend just left them. Like, those are the only situations. They don't just stand there calmly and just start neighing and snorting. Like, I'm like, who is in charge of the audio for these? Because it just pisses me off, because I'm like, this is excessive. Like, I don't feel like Black Beauty was that bad with it, but that's mainly because it was being narrated. But
Well, and I think too, they did a good job of more making it the noises. It wasn't just noises to make noises. It was okay, the fire scene, like
right, they're all going to
there's
be screaming for that,
yeah,
absolutely.
okay, try hearing somebody's an old friend's voice and everything and trying to find out where they're
Because
at.
they do. They will, if you, especially if they're a horse that has connected with someone for a while, they know your voice. Like, my horse was the same way. You could call him. He didn't really neigh back too much, but there would be occasional times where he would do a little knicker if I walked into the barn and he was excited, usually because they know food is related. So they're like, oh, the food person's here. Like, yay.
Yeah.
So, like, they'll
My
knicker like
DoorDash.
that. Yeah. They've arrived. That's so funny. But I do. I personally liked Alan Cumming being the voice of Black Beauty. I love him. He has such a soothing voice. He's an amazing actor, and obviously didn't know it as a kid that he was the voice of him, but I personally liked it. I know some people don't, but whatever. I don't care. I thought it worked.
It wasn't too bad. For some reason, I guess I always had, oh, since, like I said, I had never seen it, I always thought Black Beauty was female. Just I probably also because of the
Oh,
name too. Because I
really?
had no idea. And so that was why when I saw that he was listed as the
That
voice, I
would
was
throw
like,
you off, yeah.
huh?
Yeah,
I'm like, I think I need to reevaluate this movie.
oh.
No, it was. I was actually very surprised though, because Sean Bean
I know, I
is
forgot he was in it too. I was like,
a.
holy crap.
Oh, wait, I'm not surprised you forgot because he's in it for
I know, like, where did
10 seconds.
he? I honestly was expecting him to come back for like a quick scene, like near the end. For some reason, I kept thinking he did, but
I was like, okay, so is he gonna come back and find Black Beauty as an what once he's older, like as kind of how they had with Joe, but I was like, oh, is it gonna be Sean Bean, but as a grandpa or something, coming back with like his grandkids and being like, wait a second. But then you're like, wait, he wouldn't have known the name Black Beauty, all this kind of
True.
thing. But I just was shocked that they have him even on Prime and everything. He's listed as a
Yeah, like
main,
main.
and I mean, I know that that's probably because he was one of the bigger names in that movie at all, but I expected more.
Yeah, I did
I was
too.
a little sad on that. And then it took forever for David's character to join,
Who is
Jerry.
David? Oh, okay.
Jerry.
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, is it going to be the same situation as Sean Bean? Did I miss him already?
Yeah, blink, then he's gone.
Exactly. And so I was happy to see that his character had a larger role. I was not happy to see the end portion for his character. That made me sad.
Yeah, that was sad.
And
The sweet guy.
I, yeah, but it was very interesting, 'cause my first recollection, in a sense, for him, where I recognize him, is from Harry Potter.
Okay.
He was in the third Harry Potter, and then later on, but he was introduced in the third, and it was interesting because how he looks, his last scene, his character in Harry Potter looks very much like that. It is
Oh.
the sickly, because his character in Harry Potter is a werewolf.
Oh, okay.
And so he, especially during the full moons, he's very drained and everything. It was interesting on that. And what's interesting is we literally just watched something not that long ago that I don't think I had seen that had him in it also.
Oh, cool.
And it's like,
Yeah, I felt
okay.
like a lot of the actors and stuff are have been still doing things. Like they're still pretty active, which is sometimes hard to see. I mean, for a movie that's 30 years old, like
Yeah.
a lot of them are usually done, or especially like some of the younger actors and stuff would have been out of the business. So it
Yeah.
was kind of refreshing to see like most of these people are still doing stuff, and I love to see
Still
that.
good. That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so the funniest scene, did you find the
Okay.
fun? What would you think? Do you know where I'm going with this funniest scene thing? Do you think you can guess what would you classify as? Because I thought it was hilarious. Because it's just fitting for her character. I mean, she deserved it. But the lady in the castle, and she was painting
Oh,
Black
the
Beauty.
when Black Beauty took a shit, took a shat, shat in her place. Yep. Yeah, no.
I
I
loved it.
did. I did like that. I was like, well, good riddance. I mean, okay, I guess another thing. The whole knee thing with his knees. What, I guess he it wasn't like it had made him lame or anything, but I guess was that just more of
Cosmetic thing.
like more of a he's not he has a blemish
Yeah,
now
coming from
that.
her, absolutely. She was like, hell no, this guy, he's too rough. Yeah, no, that's what I interpreted from it, is that it was all about the looks. And once he came back with those terrible scars, they probably would have affected him
Later
work-wise,
on.
like later on, for sure. But yeah, she was all about the fashion of it, basically. And
God, I hated
it's
her. I hated her. Now, I don't, obviously, since we weren't on the film set or anything, we don't know the situation, but I sure as hell hope that when Joe finds him again, that was CGI'd.
I was trying to look that up online. I couldn't find anything because I did wonder, not only with him, but also
But
Ginger,
with
they showed
Jenner.
her like emaciated. And I do wonder, like, was that CGI? Like, I couldn't find anything about it. I couldn't find really any information about like how they were treated and stuff like that. The only thing I found was, I mean, multiple horses were used, obviously, for each of the horses. But there was like a couple years ago, there was an article or in a video, one of the Black Beauties is still alive, like the last one that was portrayed in the movie quite a bit. And it was just so precious to see, like, just this old guy, because the lady, she worked on the set, like, as a groom, like, taking care of him. And she was able to convince them to let her have one of them because she fell in love with them. And so she just has had him ever since. And he was just living his best life. I'm like, that is freaking
I love
amazing.
that. I love that with when animals are that's one of the things I do love. Like, a lot of times you hear those stories of okay, so Lord of the Rings, Viggo Mortensen, who was one of the main actors, he bought one of the horses to take home and
Oh.
have his ranch or wherever. I don't know. Like, I mean, he's got the money. I think they were saying that this new movie that just came out, Arthur, with Mark Wahlberg and the dog, that most of the dogs that they used were strays, and B, that I think one or two of them got adopted from somebody on set. And then I know for the newest, like, Pet Sematary remake of back in like 2019, the cats that they used were from a shelter. And at least one of them was adopted. And on that one, the cat got to walk the red carpet for
Oh.
that movie. I have loved those. They had to, for Captain Marvel, the cat, one of the
Oh,
cats that
yeah.
portrayed Goose, was on the red carpet and everything too. And I like those kinds of things where they still continue to incorporate. Again, as we talked with Mr. Brian last year, was that already last year? Oh,
Damn.
goodness gracious. Sometimes some of those aren't the best situations, but I do.
Yeah, that's kind of, I like that they are sort of branching out and not only using animals that have just been basically probably bred and trained to be like acting dogs, cats, whatever. I do feel like I've seen a lot more people advocate for animals on set and a lot of like adoptions and stuff trying to happen after the fact, or using animals from the shelters, like you said. I think that should be like commonplace. Like, but I think now they're starting to go more CGI for a lot of that. So hopefully the animals
Which,
will be used less and less.
yeah, which I would rather that, even though, yes, I mean, I'm also sure it probably is easier for the actors and stuff to actually work with an animal, to, because sometimes with CGI it's hard because you're acting
Acting
with
to
a
a computer.
you're well, no, you're acting literally to, most
Well,
of the time,
someone
a tennis
dressed up
ball.
in it.
A tennis ball is
Oh,
usually
yeah.
what it is what they use, or at least what they used to. I don't know if
Oh, you're
that's what they
so
still do.
beautiful.
Exactly. I don't know. For me, things are gonna have to be probably still more human plus the CGI situation, because, and we'll go into this a little bit more when we touch base on the original, like The Lion King. I had trouble with that one because of all the CGI.
Yeah. I know, that's the thing. It's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. When they
But
use
it's
live
also like,
animals, shit goes on, but you also miss like the connection. Like, I just couldn't imagine a CGI Black Beauty. Like, I don't think it would have worked. There would have probably been no like emotional part to it. I just You know when it's fake. Like, you do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and granted, like The Lion King being with lions, that's completely
It's a little
different.
hard,
But
yeah. I'm left.
I mean, there's also things where I'm like, why do we have to take it out of why are we still focusing on these stories? Why can't we create new stories?
Exactly. Like, hello,
Like all of these remakes and okay, Black Beauty, it just was
why did
remade
they
a
remake
couple
it? And
years
they
ago.
and the fact
There's
that they didn't stay
at
true to the
least
original story, just
three.
change the name at that point.
Yeah.
Black
Just
Mustang.
change it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever.
I wouldn't say I'm going to be in any rush to watch this one again, but I do want to watch it at some point because Sterling has never seen it. And I'm like, well. You're lucky you missed out on my cry sesh when I did watch this because I was an emotional wreck and you probably would not have enjoyed it. But I was like, I was like, Sean Bean's in it. Alan Cummings is voice of Belle Beauty. So
Again, he's in it for
I
20
know, but
seconds, and if you blink or get up to get popcorn or something, you miss
I
it.
know. Oh, it's just a
But
shame.
I know. I feel like they could have done a little bit more with that, but that's not how they wanted to.
No. But
No.
yeah, I loved all the horse shots. Very I felt like it stayed very true to horses and kind of their nuances. Besides all of the rearing. Horses do not rear that much. They don't rear like that. That part I'm forgetting it to happen because that part was stupid. Like they didn't have the horses neighing a lot, but then they had them rearing a lot. So I'm like, okay, well, can't win. Like they're gonna do something, but yeah, that was. I think I've seen my horse had reared like once in his whole life, and it was just up and then down. But yeah.
Were you ever thrown off a horse?
Yeah, a couple times. Not a lot,
Yeah.
thankfully, but we've all had our fair share of falling off. If you want to be considered a true rider, they say you're not a true rider until you've fallen off at least once. So. I have, and
Is it as bad as like what is it's made out to be, I guess? I mean, I guess I obviously
it can be. I've seen
it
some
depend
really
on.
bad falls. I mean, I thankfully never had any bad falls at all. I think it really is just how you fall. Like,
I mean, because in a sense, I was a little scarred from 1995's Full House episode.
oh shit, yeah, you're right.
That
Yeah,
the
just the
last
automatic concussion.
the
She's
series
amnesia.
finale.
Oh
Yeah.
my God, we have to talk about that episode more.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
It's funny, we've talked about this how many times, but it just reiterated the fact that I wanted a horse because Mary Kate was always that was she was the horse one of the two, which is why I've always been surprised that you always lean to more
I
towards
know
Ashley.
it
I'm
literally
like, Mary
makes no
Kate
sense.
had
But
the horse.
I think it's like I knew I was so much like her that I wanted to be more like Ashley because she was girly and, pretty and like all these things. Even though Mary Kate was pretty, but like for me that's how I perceived it. I
It
was
was for me, it was completely the opposite. I was like, okay, I am so much more like Mary Kate in the tomboy sense of at least how they portrayed her always. And so that's why I was drawn to her, like, oh my gosh, it's not just me type of deal. As I said, it still baffles me. But again, that's another reason why I was always, I want a horse, I want a horse, I want to be like Mary Kate. April. We don't have room for a horse. You're not going to be able to do the, you're not going to be able to take care of it. There's no room. You've got to ride it every single day. All this kind of stuff. I'm like, but I want to.
A lot of responsibility, very expensive, and
And
yeah, I live my life in stress
yeah,
with.
that wasn't the situation where you could just find a stray and bring it home.
Right, yeah. God, that would be bad. Look what I brought home, Mom, on my walk home from school.
Yeah, my walk home from school that you can watch me the entire time because it's
Where the hell did
literally
you
next
pick that
door.
horse up, April? Oh, God.
Wow.
If there was like a little Merry Legs running around the pasture, you definitely would have gravitated towards a cute little pony.
Well, actually, you know what? No. No.
Which one did
I
you like the
changed it.
most?
So I have always been a fan of the black horses. I don't know what it is with me. I've just always loved, like, thought that they were super majestic. I literally just searched horses, and this was like one of the
She got the
more
brown
clear
ones.
pictures. So I got gingers with me. But
They're more common. I think
I don't know. I think
it's because
you
the
know what?
90s screamed black horses, because there was Black Beauty, the Black
Well,
Stallion, the Black Stallion Returns. There's so much like gotta have a black horse.
yeah. Like I said, I've always been a partial to the black horses.
Yeah, same. But I did go through a phase where I wanted a gray horse really bad, just because they're more rare in the horse world. They're not that common, so I was
Yeah.
like, I want a gray one. But I got one, but my black horse was the best.
Yeah. I wanted a black horse. Actually, honestly, what I wanted was a brown and a black. And I wanted to name one Thunder and the other Lightning.
Oh, that's actually cute. I like that. That would have been really nice.
Are white horses rare too?
White horses? Well, yeah, they're mostly gray. If they're not, if they're gray, they're usually white. White's gray. They're albino is like extremely rare, but a white horse is a gray horse. Like, there's no like white horses. It's albino or gray.
Okay, fine.
Because white horses have, black skin, so it's, yeah.
I've never understood that whole thing. Like I'm not like the whole color
I know. The
of
horse world has a
how it
very
works.
weird coloring system, so it's not like it's wrong to call white horse a gray horse white, but it's just like technically,
Yeah.
it's like okay, but still they look white.
Oh,
They don't look gray. But yeah, I enjoyed this sad, but also reminded me a lot of happy memories, because
good.
I do feel like, I know it had some weak parts, but I do feel like in the sense of horses and kind of how they portrayed how horses are and their characteristics and emotions and stuff, I felt like that was pretty true. But yeah, the story can be a little cheesy and, blah 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 blah. Like, there's things you can say, but I liked it, and I would watch it again. Just have to be ready for crying, which I may not now that I've gotten that out, so I don't know.
Yeah. I do have to say real quick, I was a part of me was sad when Joe didn't see him that first
That
time
first
at
time.
the and everything. But I was glad that he was able to find Jerry and
Yeah, and then he got to reconnect with Ginger for, even though it
for
was short and whatnot, but at least they had
Yeah.
that. Ugh, that's so sad to think about.
Yeah. It is.
Oh,
But I'm glad that at the end that Joe.
that reminds me about the end real quick. So the one thing that I was thinking about, like when I was a kid that I watched the movie, is I always thought that like the way they did the ending, like, they were all back together. Like, for some reason, I completely like just blocked out that Ginger had actually died. Like, I just didn't get that connection. And so I always thought
Or
like those last
maybe your
scenes,
parents like said, "Oh, hey,
no,
come here."
they're fine. But yeah, I always thought that those last scenes with
She's
all three of
laying
them back
down.
together, that they were like, that's how they ended their life. They were back together. I'm like, oh, okay, yes, that's so sweet. They're back. But that was just him
Yeah,
reminiscing about
I
all of
well,
that.
so one thing with me that one little piece of the movie book, whichever you want to reference, I don't know how well it felt followed the book that kind of got to me was the fact that, okay, Jerry and his family are moving to the country. Why can't they take him? If they're moving to Dinah's family estate or whatever that Jerry had taken her to the friend. If they're moving there, they had the room, so why couldn't they have taken? The boy was old enough to be able to
Yeah.
brush him and all and do what needed to be done. And it seemed like they'd had a couple of horses, obviously, because for the cab. And so I just was, when they said country, I was,
You
oh,
automatically
okay.
think that's a great, yeah, you would think. I mean, that's what happened with his first family. They had to go somewhere else to, but it's, yeah, it's again, it's one of those things that it's like, which we've talked about before. Once you get an animal, you're committed to them for life. You don't give up on them.
Damn straight.
And that is one of the hard things, though, about horses is that they're not portable like dogs and cats. And I've been put in that situation where, unfortunately, I had to get rid of one of my horses. Like, and I
Yeah.
thought that it was going to be a forever thing. Unfortunately, that's not how life worked because I had to move to an apartment. There was just no way for me to financially be able to
No,
afford to
and
bring him along with me. And that's.
I mean, and moving to an apartment, you don't have the space that a horse requires. I mean, it's not like
Right.
you have a stable that you can rent from your apartment or anything of that sort.
Right. But it's still just not. It's not ideal
It's
because,
not.
yes, there are places that, you know, and I ran a boarding stable. So there are places that you can take your horse to have people help you take care of them and stuff because not everyone can be fortunate to live on acreage, especially because they're knocking so much shit down now. You know, and it still sits with me today because we've sold many horses in the past, but a lot of times you kind of, you keep in touch with them, you try to keep watch. And we've had some bad situations where we took the horse back because it wasn't a good situation. We knew it was not going to be ideal for them, and we're not going to sit there and be cruel and, you know, something happened to them. So we've been pretty fortunate with all of our horses that we have sold. But this last one that I had, I've tried messaging this girl, calling her, texting her, Facebook, and this girl will not respond back to me for I don't know what reason. It just irks me so much because, like, why? Like, I gave you this horse, and it doesn't mean that you should now not respond to me. Like, I mean, so that right there just really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just kind of almost in the same situation than Jerry. Like, he was told that Black Beauty would be, or old Jack, Black
Oh yeah,
Jack
Blackjack. That was still a cute
would
name.
be, yeah. Would be taken care of and everything, but
And you
I
never
mean,
know. I mean, and you just
you
never
don't know.
know.
And even if you get into a situation, now grant yes, pets are for life. Yes, though there are times where it we're not say I'm not saying abandon a pet if I mean that no, but if there's a situation where it's for the pet's best interest.
Right, to rehome them.
Like, okay, you're gonna be okay. You're by yourself, and you're gonna be having to live in a hospital for Lord knows how long, or something like that. I mean, you can't have a pet in a hospital,
And
unfortunately.
horses are very expensive to keep
Yeah.
somewhere else because I did look into those options. Like I even looked into getting another horse
Yeah.
recently, but I looked into all the options of keeping them somewhere. It is so expensive. Like it to keep a horse for like a month now to feed them and provide for them, like basically, it's as much as renting an apartment. I mean, like it's just absurd. Like so you have to have a very large income to do that now. And I just sucks.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine being in that situation.
But yes, never abandon your animal.
Never
Try
been. Never
to rehome
abandoned.
them
If,
if absolutely necessary. But
yeah.
when you get an animal and invest in them and just
Mo
they're
because
your
of because
babies.
a place because a place says that they do not allow
You can work
animals, that
around
it
it.
well, you can work around it, but
You can also
There
find
are
somewhere else.
other places, exactly.
Right. You weren't going to just be like, well, no cat, I guess, anymore. Like,
No. Oh,
yeah, that's terrible.
no. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
no. I mean, hell no. Like, I will, I mean, hell, I'll John Wick somebody's ass if anybody messes with her.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll do anything, anything. And that's how you should be. You should, if you're gonna take the time to have an animal, give them your full attention and appreciate them. I mean, it's just about spending your life with someone in a bond and it's a connection and it's love. And they just want to do nothing but give you love back. They don't care. But they just want the food and the love and they're all good. Like, that's easy.
No, before we wrap up and everything, I just gotta say, I even dressed on a little
Oh, you got
theme-ish
the How the West Was Won, How the West
type
Was
of deal
Fun, not won,
with
fun.
my little horseshoes on there.
I love that. That's so
I
cute.
was like, that's all I got for that's a equestrian type.
Well, thank you everyone for listening in on this
Yeah.
amazing National Pet Day
Black
about
Beauty,
Black Beauty.
which you can find on renting or buying on Prime. I didn't see it anywhere else, did you?
I don't think it was anywhere else. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, you could go old school and get the DVD or the VHS.
Yeah.
I mean, hey,
Yeah.
it's still out there. But
Exactly.
until next week, everyone, make sure you like, subscribe, review, and tune in
And
next
we will
time.
see
We'll be
you
back.
next time. Peace
Bye.
out. Peace out, Buttercups.